Kiddushin Daf Samach Zayin, and we are about to start the world of Yichus, which is really the topic until the end of the Masechta, the next last section here in Maseches Kiddushin, in Seder Nashim. It's all about various halachas of Yichus and marriage, and in a marriage, who does the Yichus follow? That is the really the topic all the way, we look at it, all the way until the end of the Masechta. At the end, we have a couple of other shlichos halachas on the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Ches, on Daf Ayin Tes, and then we get to a general Mishnah at the end of the Masechta, which we'll get to by the Shem on Pei Beis. But today we start off with the halachas of Yichus. Kol makom, says the Mishnah, kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein aveira. Anytime, the Mishnah is going to talk about four categories of marriage. Anytime that there is a marriage, there's kiddushin ve'ein aveira, and there was no violation in the marriage. Regular marriage, right? A man and a woman get married, wonderful, there's no aveiras involved, perfect, wonderful marriage. Havlat holech, achar zachar. The halacha is regarding yichus, it goes after the father, after the zachar. Meaning, any type of halachas that are connected to yichus. For example, which shevet you're from. Are you a Kohen or a Levi? Any of that. That goes after the Zachar. The Ezazu, Zu Kohenes, Leviya, V'Yisraelis, Shenasu, LeKohen, Levi, V'Yisrael. Right, so any of that. Is there a Lechatchila for a Bas Kohen to marry a Kohen? Is there any type of, the Gemara talks about that elsewhere, Psachim and elsewhere, what's considered a Talmud Chacham, a Bas Talmud Chacham? Rav Avadia writes about that, and he says that the only, the most important issue, of course, is the Midos and the Yirat Shamayim. If there's equal, if there are two guys, and they both have Yirat Shamayim, and they both have Midos, and one happens to be a Kohen and one not, and you're a Bas Kohen, then it can't hurt to go out with a Kohen. But otherwise, there are a hierarchy, there are other elements that are involved. So that's the first category. Anytime when there's a regular marriage, so then it goes after the father. Good. Rashi is points out here. Rashi, what does it mean? No aveira. First Rashi on the Mishnah. Komakam sheish kedusha vein aveira. Sha kedusha tofsin ba. Ve'ein aveira b'nisuin. Shalo asar to Torah alav. The Torah didn't aser. So question is Rashi trying to emphasize something? What if there is an issur d'rabanan? Right, Rashi says shlo asar to Torah alav. How am I supposed to understand that? What if there's an issur d'rabanan in the marriage? Does that mean that it doesn't go after the father? Would that be in category two, as we'll see soon, when there's an avera involved in the marriage, that it would go after the pagum? As we will see, there is a tainted status to the child. Is Rashi meduyak? So if you look at the Makna, the Baal HaFlah here says, Nira Pashut, Diafilu Bimakom De'ein Avera Mida Araisa. Kigon, what would be an example that we would think about? He says, Kigon, Bimakom Yibum. What if there is an Avera, but at least Bir Rishona, the Gemara says in Yavamas Daf Chaf, really theoretically we should say Asidoch Alosasei for Bir Rishona of Yibum overriding a certain Avera. But we don't atu be a shnia, but the Gemara, the Makna says here, the afil b'makom deina aver midah raisa, go b'makom yibam, da amrinan b'yavamas dafchaf, da midah raisa, mutter li yisrael yavim yavama kishihi mamzeres, afilu hach yavi avlan mamzer. Right, let's say a man who is doing yibam to a woman, and the woman happens to be a mamzeres. His brother, maybe, was a mamzer. But he's doing yibam. So he's not allowed to marry, he's an issur d'oraisa to marry the mamzeres. But in the first bias, ati dachalosa say. But midrabanan, we say you shouldn't. But what if he did? So what's the halacha there? The child's a mamzer. Why? First category in our Mishnah. Havlat holech achar azachar. The answer is there's still an avera there. So even though Rashi seems to say asarta Torah, says the Makna, any avera you would include it. Vadlo kamar dezeo dereshlem ute. Why didn't it say this in the Gemara? In the Gemara. Okay, there are reasons why it didn't say this. V'cheinire begrusha shenafla liyibum lifnei kohen. Let's say there is a grusha that got remarried, and now her husband dies. And how did he marry? How did she marry? Maybe the brother is a chala. Whatever the case is. So the Makna says, even by an issur d'rabanan, you might say that's not included in category one. You don't say pure havlat holech achar azachar if there is any taint on this marriage. Even if it's an issur d'rabanan, you might say you have the second category of halacha of havlat holech achar apagum, as we'll read in a second.
That's if the black comes in be a rishona.
if the Vlad comes, Bia Rishona would be an Isser Drabanan. After that, it would be an Isser Daraisa already. Right, let's say Bia Rishona, right, because Bia Shnia would already be the Isser Daraisa. Okay, category one. Category two, says the Mishnah, V'chol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. What about cases where the marriage works, yesh kiddushin, there is tfisas kiddushin, and there is an avera. Right, there are sometimes that you get married by avera that it works, sometimes that it doesn't work. Right, there are no rules or exceptions. That's the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Tumura that discusses this concept of yavad miyahani, yavad lo mahani. When you try to do something, the Torah asers, does it work or not? If a man tries to marry his sister, any one of the arayos, it does not work. If he tries to marry a kohen and a grusha, it works. So what is the halacha here? If there is kiddushin, Kohen and a Grusha, a Yisrael and a Mamzeres, any of those, the Yesha Veira, Havlad Holech Achra Pagum. The Vlad goes after the Pagum. The Eze Ze Almana, Lekohen Gadol, Grusha Vachalutza, Lekohen Hedyot, Mamzeres Venesina, Le Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, Le Mamzer, Ulanasin. The Mishnah gives four examples of Chaybe Lavin, that there is Tvisas Kiddushin, but the Vlad would go after the Pagum. So in the latter cases, there is a Pagum parent. Mamzer, Nosin. What about the earlier cases? Almana, Lekohen Gadol. So Paga might just mean he's affected by the Bia Asura, but it also might mean that the mother becomes Nishalala by the Kohen marrying a Grusha. The mother becomes a Chalala, so the child is also a Chalal, so it goes after the Paga. The Pnei Yeshua here, though, says it might not mean Dafka, the Almana might not become a nifgama, and yet the child is considered a chalal. It just means it's the result of a bias isser. That's what pugum here means in this regard. So that is category two. Yesh kiddushin, yesh avera. The vlad goes after the pugum. Stop there for a moment. There is an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan makes a comment at the end of Simen Yud Ches in Evan Ezer. He asks, why is it that in all these cases of Chayve Lavin, the marriage works, and we just said the Gemara relates it to Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. Why don't we say, call the Makadish, that the Rabbana Makadish, the Afkin Rabbana Kedushimine? Why don't we say that every marriage that's Ba'avera isn't a marriage, because of Afkinu, as the Gemara says four times. Afkin Rabbana, call the Makadish, Adai Rabbana Makadish, and you're trying to get married, Be'isser, so then we should just say it's not a marriage. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Yisod, that, and again, we touched on this when we did that sugya. Let's just ask the question first. Why don't you say that? So we discussed already in that sugya. The rabbis can't just say, no marriage, unless there's a mechanism that can help them uproot it. Unless what we call the trigger. The Rosh Ving Subis Dav Gimel says this. Right? That you need a trigger in order to allow you. Meaning, let's say somebody gave a get to his wife. What's the example? That he wants to be mevatel the get inappropriately. The rabbi said you can't be mevatel the get. He tries to be mevatel the get. So then, what do the rabbis say? The marriage is dissolved and the gerusha kicks in. But there's a trigger. What does it mean? He gave a get to his wife. So now we're allowing that get to work, and we don't allow his bittel to work. That's one example of it. So you need some type of mechanism, some trigger for the rabbis to say. Well, they can't just say, oh, there's no more marriage. They have to have something. So the Aruch HaShulchan says something similar to that idea. Afkeinu and Kol D'Mekadesh, not exactly, but similar. Kol D'Mekadesh only works when there is a marriage already, and it was done al tznai of the rabbis. There's a marriage, al tznai, and now you're trying to uproot what's already there. So, because it was al tznai, so then the rabbis could do that. But if there was a problematic marriage in the first place, it wasn't that there was a marriage. No, of course, they didn't make a marriage al tznai. They just went against the rabbis. They could say the words, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, but they don't mean it. If the marriage itself, still the rabbis don't have the power in that case. Va'atshuva alzeh. The svarazu, I afshar lomar, ela imkein, hakidushin hayuk sherim legamre, meritzon chachamim. You have to first buy into the system for the rabbis to have the power. Ela sha'achar kach, yeshiba levatzlam, bibnei ezetam, kimo, tainis ones beget. You're screaming, I don't want to give the get, it's a tainis ones. No, because of takanas prutzos and snuos, as the Gemara says, at the beginning of Ksubis, we will allow the get to work. O shalo yoel bitulo shall get, shalo bifnei ashliach, o beget shchiv meira, shalo yibechot alach zarbo, all the cases. But in our case, in those cases, shebe'etzem hakidushin ein chashash. Umevatzlin osami tamacher, bezesh shapir amru, called the Mekadesh, that they're about a Mekadesh. Aval, zesh hakidesh lechadchila, be'isr da'oraisa o drabanan. V'yoran la kudushin lechadchila shalom adayta drabanan. So you might say it's even worse. Right, but the answer is no, you can't just say it's even worse emotionally. They didn't buy into the system of Kiddushin according to the rabbis, so Rabbanan have no power. They just went down a different path, and the Torah says that this type of Kiddushin, Chai V'Lavin, has Tfisa. Eich Nomar, Shekidus Yedet Rabbanan, V'yav Shalmer K'das Moshe V'Yisrael, V'adai Kenu, Shalpi, Das Moshe V'Kiddushin Tovsu, B'Chai V'Lavin. Right, the K'das Moshe V'Yisrael, in this case, means there is Tfisa's Kiddushin, but there's nothing they can do about it. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there is Tfisa's Kiddushin. But that you have to make that, you have to ask that question and give that answer, or give some answer, that why in all the cases of Chai V'Lavin didn't the Rabbanan say Afkeinu? Right, they're doing it on marriage b'averus. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in all those cases, there is a good Kiddushin, and then there's a problem. But here, there is an inherent problem at the beginning, and therefore that principle wouldn't apply. Even though we would want it to apply even more, but, you know, we can't say that based on emotions. You have to go based on halachic reality. Okay, that is case number two. So, case number one, yes Kiddushin, no Avera, the Vlad goes after the Zachar. Category number two, yesh Kiddushin v'yesh Avera, the Vlad is affected, it goes after the Pagum. Case number three, v'kol misha ein la alav Kiddushin, aval yesh la alacherev Kiddushin, what if the man cannot marry this woman? It's impossible, right? It's his sister, right? One of the Arayos. It's his mother-in-law, whatever it is. It's his wife's sister. When they're alive, when she's alive. So in that case, Avlad Mamzer. Meaning this woman has Tfisa's Kiddushin with others. That shows that it's Arayos. Right? The fact that it's only usher to him, it's only impossible for him, but not to others. That's a reflection of Erva. And therefore the Vlad is a Mamzer. That is one who involves himself in all the Arayos in the Torah. Right? That is what is discussed in Achreimos at Kiddushim. Both of them repeated, first the Asaras and then the Oshim. Just a question I'll throw out, we're not going to repeat it now, but if you look at the whole list of Arayos, it's interesting, they have all the Arayos listed, and then stuck in the middle you have the Isser of Molech. After all the Arayos you have Molech, the Isser of giving one's child to Avodah Zarah, and then after that you have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Vehema. And the Rishonim don't really, they touch on it, but the question is really, stares at us, what is Molech doing in the middle? Right, you have Arayos, then you have Avodah Zarah, then Lechora, you have two more Arayos, right? There are different types of Arayos, but they're more Arayos. Some of the Achronim deal with that question of why in the world of Arayos is Moloch stuck in. I think the Azayim LaTorah, if not someone else, says, well, maybe you might have thought, well, the last two aren't creating any Mamzerim. Right, Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema. Right, but all the other ones are creating Mamzerim. So less one thinks that a Mamzer does not have the same level and rights to live, you know, and it doesn't matter what you do with them. Said you could just like give them as a karban to Avodah Zarah because his life doesn't matter anyway. No. The Isra of Moloch is stuck right after all the possibilities of the production of Arayos, there's still an Isra of Molech. Right? That's why Molech is stuck there, according to one of the Akronim. This does relate to the Machlokas we've shown him, whether Molech, we discussed this at Navi Shir recently, whether Molech is really murder. There's a Machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi versus the Ramban, whether by Molech, when the Torah says there's an Isra to pass the children in front of the Molech, do they actually put in fire, are they killing the child? Is it killing the child, or is it murder plus Avodah Zarah? Or no, the child doesn't die in the Avodah of Molech. He just passes through fire, but it's not death. That's a Machlokas, the Ramban. Allah Torah talks about that in Achreimos. Machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, I think the Rambam holds like Rashi. Okay, so that's a little bit in terms of Arayos, and then of course you have Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, which are followed after Molech. But all of those, if they're not the last ones, but if there is a woman who has Kiddushin with others, but not with you, the Vlad would be a Mamzer. And finally, V'chol Mi, right, what does the word Mamzer come from? Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in one place, Mumzar. It's a strange blemish. It's a blemish that, you know, is affected by the parents, but it's a Mumzar. That's the word Mamzer. We'll talk a lot about Mamzer, by the Shem, in the last parak. V'chol Mi She'ein La Lo Ala V'lo Ala Cherim Kiddushin, Havlad Kemosa, and anyone who does not have Kiddushin with anybody, Doesn't matter who. For example, a non-Jew. We'll see. Havlat kamosa, then the vlad follows the mother. Veza zeze vlad shivcha v'nachris. So, you have category one, the vlad follows the father. Category four, vlad follows the mother. Category two, where chayve lavin, the vlad is affected. Affected means tainted. And category three, the vlad's a mamzer. Right, so in each category of, at any time a man marries a woman or tries to marry a woman, is going to fall into one of these four categories. Good. Says the Gemara, what is the extra phrases in the Mishnah teach me? We have the phrase kol makom by every line, that's an inclusionary phrase. And we have the phrase ve'ezeh, zeh, that's an exclusionary phrase. So it seems like every line has an inclusion and an exclusion. So which cases that are not mentioned in the Mishnah are included and excluded? That's the Gemara's question for the next Amud. Kamakav sheish kedushin, Amarle, Rabbi Shimon, or Shimon Lakish, or Rabbi Yochanan, Klalahu, to kamakav sheish kedushin, Vedaver, Avlad Holakach, Razacha, really? Is category one always true? Whenever you have a marriage that doesn't have anything wrong with it, there's no Avera, the Vlad always goes after the father? What about this case? Laharei. Ger shenasa mamzeres. A ger, we know, is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Again, we'll talk all about these at length in the last parak of Kiddushin. That's all the rules and regulations of who you're allowed to marry, who you're not allowed to marry. So ger shenasa mamzeres. Deyesh Kiddushin ve'ein Avera. So that's a case, that's category one. Right, there's marriage and there's avera. A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, and yet what's the halacha? It follows the mother in that case. Havlat holech achra pagum. Right, the child's a mamzer. Right, that's one of the tragedies. We'll get to Beit Hashem in a couple of days from now. In 2 days from now, is there any way to remove the mamzer status? That's the mishnah at the end of our parak, Rabbi Tarfon. But pashtus is a ger marries a mamzeres. The vlad holech achra pagum. Ditanya ger shenas a mamzeres. Havlat mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So that is the question that the Gemara asks. Why isn't this a violation of the rule of number one? It's case number one, Yesh Kiddushin, the Ein Avera, and the Vlad is Holech Achar Hapagum. So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, Misavris Masanisa and Rabbi Yosihi. Who says our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi, who says that's a case of Ein Avera? Masanisa and Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, De Amar Ger Lo Yisa Mamzeres. That a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres can only marry a mamzer. V'yesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira havad olich achar apagum. Period. Meaning our Mishnah could be holding like Rabbi Yehud, and therefore this is a perfect example of category two, right? Not category one. V'nisne. So why isn't it an example in category two, right? Category two lists all the cases of chayvei lavin. So why don't you also list ger shenasa mamzeres? Right? Well, shouldn't that be an example? The Gemara says, Tana kol makom de seifa lasuye. That's included in the kol makom of seifa, which means category two here. So it's included. That's one answer. V'ibayisema, or maybe our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yosi. La'ola Rabbi Yosi hi. V'tana eizazu lemute. And that's the exclusionary phrase of category one. As we introduce this, right? Every line in the Mishnah has an inclusion and an exclusion. So, meaning exclusion means there's some exception to this rule. So that's what we just said now. The Ezehu, there's an exception to the rule that even if there's a marriage without an Avera, still it's going to go after the Pagum, and that's referring to this case, Ger Shanasa Mamzeres. Period. Says the Gemara, Ve'ezehu Vesulo. So is that it? Is that the only case being excluded in category one? Right, the case of Ger Shanasa Mamzeres, Ein Avera, Yesh Kiddushin. And the Vlad goes after the mother, could go after the mother. Vahare Chalal Shanasa Bas Yisrael. What about a chalal, right? The child of a chalala, let's say a koi marries a grusha, the child's a chalal. So what's the halacha? A chalal marries a bas Yisrael. The yesh kiddushin ve'ein avera. A bas Yisrael is allowed to marry a chalal. And yet, havlat holech achar ve'ein avera, havlat holech achar zachar. The vlad goes after the zachar in that case. And therefore, what is the problem? So Rashi explains, right? Vitznan lekamon, Rashi right across from us. Bas chalal, zachar, psula lekahuna, alma hazachar hu, umikri chalala. Right? So it goes after the zachar, it's called the chalala. So isn't this also, this is the only exception? Chalal, this is a case that should have been listed in the Mishnah. Right? This is also a case of Ein Aveira, Yesh Kiddushin, and the Vladislav Lechach or Zachar. Why do you give just the regular case of Kohen Levi Yisrael marrying a Kohen Levi Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Halokasha, Krebi Dustoi ben Rabbi Yehuda Sfirale. Maybe our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Dustoi ben Rabbi Yehuda, who says, that's again a Shita we haven't had yet. Rashi quotes, that's the Mishnah later on. The Rabbi Dustoi holds that a Chalal who marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is clean. The child is not a Chalal. And maybe so that's our case here. That's what our Mishnah is holding. That a chalal that marries a right bros Yisrael mikvatara lechalalin. That's the language. Ubita kshira lekahuna. So that wouldn't be fit into category one, and that's why it's not listed there. Stop there for a moment. Tosis in Vahare Chalal, right? Tosis explains the question of the Gemara. Varechal Shazabas Yisrael Vavlad Vaholid Vavlad Holy Chachar Azachar, right? So isn't that a case of category one? Why isn't it listed? Pirish Shehu Chalal Kemo Aviv. Right? That's the Pashas of the Gemara. That the child, all the Gemara says is that it goes after the father. The Pashas we would say is if a Chalal marries a Bas Yisrael, the child's a Chalal. Right? That's what we thought. And that's the Gemara's answer, that maybe not everybody agrees to that, Rabbi Dustoi. There is a Shita of the Rambam, a Chiddush Gadol. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, in the 18th Perek, Mipi Hashmua Lamadnu. The Rambam says, what's the definition of Zona? What's the definition of a Zona? Not how we call a Zona, but halachically, what's a Zona? So the Rambam says, Zona Amur Batorah, he kol She'ena Bas Yisrael. Okay, number one, anyone who's not Jewish has the status of a zona. O Bas Yisrael shenivala la'adam shehi asura lihinaselo iser hashave bakol. Or a Bas Yisrael who has bia with anyone who everybody, all Jews have the iser to marry this, you know, to bia with this person. Iser lihinaselo iser hashave bakol. An iser that applies to everyone in the world. Meaning it's not a Kohen Gadol iser. It's not a, it's an iser that everybody would have. Meaning achoso or something like that. But then the Rambam has the line: O shenivala lechalal, afal pi shehi muteres lehinaselo. Wow. The Rambam says another part of the definition of a zona is bas yisrael shenivala lechalal. The child is a zona. When the Rambam reads this Gemara, he says, "Oh, the child is a, it goes after the father." What do you mean after the father? The father's a chalal. The Rambam would say that means the father, the child is also affected. But he's not the same. And the Raiva jumps on the Rambam. Lesnu lahani kloli, she'ein zona elamechayve krisus, omigoy, possibly, ve'eved, right, that's a day in Yevamos, she'ein bahen kiddushin. What's the Rambam talking about? Chalol. A chalol that marries a Bas Yisrael, the child's the woman or the child that is affected is a nivalal. I'm sorry, I was talking about the mother, not the child. Nivalal chalal, right? So the mother doesn't become a chalal, the mother becomes a zona. So that is a chiddush gadol. So Reb Chaim discusses this. There's a problem where the Rambam gets it from. But Reb Chaim discusses. So what's the sheet of the Rambam? What's the sheet of the Rambam? We thought chalal always translates into chalala. Chalal and zona, never the twain shall meet. Those are two different concepts. The Rambam here says a chalal that marries that's bo'al a Bas Yisrael. So that's also included in zona. Says the Reb Chaim in Yisurei Biyah says it's against Artosis. Right? Artosis says beferish. Right? Artosis pirishu chalal kamo aviv. Right, and the continuation. Shazachar, I said the Beferish in four lines from now. Tosis. Shazachar post la bibiyaso vahadi chalala. There it is. I'm sorry, I mentioned the child before. We're talking about the mother. The mother. So the mother, the chalala that marries a Bas Yisrael, the mother is halachically a zona, not just a chalala. So, what's this machlokas about? So, says Reb Chaim that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. What's the definition of a zona? Obviously, we know. Tamo shel Rambam, mivuar, dehuzem mishum dein chalolas ela mibias iser. Says the Rambam, there are two ways to become a chalala. Either through a bias iser, or through no lot from. One of those two. But, if it's not no lot from, we're talking about the bia, and it's a mutter bia, there can't be a chalala. Fascinating. A zona you can have from a bias heter. A chalala you cannot get from a bias heter. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Time of the Rambam again. Do mishum de'in chalala, zonani bias iser. Tidafka iser kahuna. kimavur bekidush davayin zayin. Mashenkein zona delo talya klalba bias iser ki im bepegima. Umemela de bias chalal da havi hatera mashvila rak zona velo chalala. Only a zona. We think like usually a zona is even worse. No, they're just different. And the Rambam is saying chalala requires a bias iser. If it's not aser, then the woman is not going to become a chalala, but a zona. But the Tabali Tosva say no. But Tosva say chalala. Then there are mukhrach mikan, and then he continues and says, Dadasa Rambam, Dahada chalal posel azaro. So what about the child? As I misspoke before, the child's a chalal or chalala. The child's not a mamzer. Right? So what about that case? So the Rambam, that's a different halacha of chalal, the Rambam must say. Ta'ad chalal posel lazaro eino bishum pasul bia. V'rak mishum psul mishpacha. Tahavlan misyaches achar ha'av. Umemela delo ashkechinon klal shebias chalal tigrom chalalus. It's not that the bia of a chalal causes the child to be a chalal. No, it's a biological, familial, passed down. A child doesn't become a chala because the mother was a bias iser of his parents. That never happens. No, he just gets it directly from one of his parents. The psul zaro halespa dim pasul's klal. V'lo mishum to postlan havi chalalim. Ki im din yichuz mishpacha. It's not like there's an active postel here. Memela, this is the child born to this parent, so he's a chalal. But the mother is nifseles. But she's only nifseles to become a chalala if it is a bias iser. So that's an important machlokas Rishonim. Again, chalal, that is boel, a bas Yisrael. So the bas Yisrael is a chalala, rov Rishonim, or a zona, according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, chalala of the mother is only where there is a bias iser, a kohen marrying a grusha, a kohen, and the like. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, back to the Gemara in the middle. So again, we're talking about these categories. Vahare, first word on the line. Vahare, Yisrael, Shenasa, Chalala, the Yish Kiddushin, Ve'en Avera. Okay, the Rambam is not a problem with these Gemaras, because we're talking about the child here. So Yisrael, about the other case. A Yisrael marries a Chalala. Yish Kiddush, this category, one of Allah, Holy Chachar, Zachar. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that case? Yisrael marrying a Chalala already. So Tana Kalmakom the Reisha Lasuya, it's included in the Kalmakom of the Reisha. Venisle Bahade, so why don't you say it explicitly? Mishum Dolo Masnila. Because there's no way to write it in short. What does category one say? Kohen Levi Yisrael marrying Kohenis Leviya Yisraelis. So that you could say. But you're not going to be able to say, you know, in this case of Yisrael and Chalala. Because because a Chalala can marry a Kohen. What you're gonna say, Kohen Levi Yisrael Chalal can marry a doesn't work. Hey chiniste, what are you going to say? Kohenes v'levia v'yisraelos v'chalala. Shenise is l'kohen, levi v'yisrael. V'chalala kohen, michazia. It will just make the short language messy, and we'd rather not do that. We'd always like to keep the shorter language. As Rashi says here, the last couple of skinny lines, Eina nishtes l'letana im ashar b'loshet katsar. Right, whenever we can be short, it's good to be short. And one always has to remember the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim are relating to this as well, the Gemara at the beginning, the Gimel of Abayis, where the Gemara says, the Gemara there is talking about Lashon Nekiyah and Lashon Kitzara, that Lashon Kitzara is always a value unless it's not Naki. And that's why the Torah goes out of its way sometimes to have a longer Lashon, even though it's longer, because to be Tar, like the Gemara by Noach, it says, animals are share Einena Tahora. Instead of saying Temeya, because it's a little finer lashon to say Einena Tahora. That's what the Gemara says. Kal hecha techi adadi ninhu mishtoi b'lashon nekiyah. Where it's equal, use lashon nekiyah. V'kal hecha denefishin mile mishtoi b'lashon kitzara. Why? Rashi, lulamedcha, she yeshana adam letalmido lashon kitzara. When a person talks to his talmidim, lashon kitzara, lefisha miskayemes girsa shalo yosem in arucha. Right, if it's long, the Talmud might turn off, it's harder to remember, the Chulu, Lasha Kitzara. Right, Rav Sternbach writes on the first page of his Shuvis, Rabim Ohavim Akitzur. That's why the Shuvis on Haggas, they're not so long. Because he knows, we turn off, and sometimes we'll open up a Shuvis Sefer, you know, some Shuvis of the greats, you know, you open it up, you see the length of it, you close it. Don't even try, all of us, we like, forget it. Right, unless we're really Moser Nefesh and are researching the sugya. But others, you look at a page, oh, this is a short one. Okay, I could do this one.
and then you push it. And that's what Gemara knows that. Rabbi Mava Makitzer, right? We have to know, right? We live in the generation of bites, right? 10 minute this, and 20 minutes that, and you know we have such difficulty in our ability to focus and our attention span. So you know that's even then it wasn't as bad as today, but even then, so we have to. Every person who is transmitting Torah has to know the law of diminishing returns. You know, once you reach a certain point, that is going down. So that's the Gemara here. Rabim Oavim Hakitzer. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, V'ha'ika, to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. What about the following? To Amar Rabba Bar Chana, what about this case? Rabba Bar Chana says, this is going to be an example of, also, category one, Yesh Kiddushin V'ein Avera, and it goes after the Zachar. So why isn't this listed in the Mishnah? Right, the case of Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheini, Shenatzo Mitzris Rishona. We know the Torah tells us, the Parshas Kisetze, that a Mitzri convert has to wait 3 generations before they can marry a born Jew. So a first-generation Mitzri, that means a Mitzri who converts. That's a first-generation Mitzri, can marry a first-generation Mitzri, can marry a second-generation Mitzri. So what happens if that happens? What's the child considered? So you have the father who's a second-generation Mitzri that marries a first-generation Mitzri, Bna Shlishi Havi, goes after the father. And therefore the child is b'na third, and that's what the Torah says. B'anim ashe yivaldu lohem dor shlishi yavo lehem b'kal Hashem. Right there, mutter. So, why isn't this listed in the first category? So, tana kalmakom d'reisha lasuye. Okay, that's also included. That's also included in the kalmakom of the reisha. Ula Rav Dimi da'amar she'ni havi, and according to Rav Dimi, who argues, who says, no, in that case you'd go by the mother, tana ezezu lebute. Okay, it would be included in the exclusionary phrase of category one. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses in Tavkuf Sama Gimel, why is it? We don't have too many nations that have limitations on their coming into Knesset Yisrael, coming into marriage. You know, most people are either mutter to convert and marry in, or usher to convert and marry in. Ammon and Moab are usher, period, forever. The men. Well, Mitzri, the only ones, Mitzri and Adomi, third generation. So why is that? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shorish HaMitzvah Nigla, and there's a separate Issa Daraisa, Lo Sase Daraisa, that we should not distance Zera Esav, Edom, Mil Hischateni Tanu, after 3 generations, right? If somebody's going out and they find out there's a third generation Mitzri, and because they're a third generation Mitzri, no way. So that's an Issa Daraisa. But that's not a reason not to marry them. Not a reason not to marry them. There's nothing wrong with their yichus. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shorash HaMitzvah Nigla, Ki Hu Lo Di'enu, Shlo Nisnaheg Ve'isser Im Zera Edom V'lo Narchikem Bekel V'chomer B'bnei Amon, Lomar, Amon Amoav Bishvil Pamachas, Shlo Kidmu Osan Abalechem Ava Mayim Erchikanu Akel Mehem, which is Ekel V'chomer, Amon Amoav, who didn't come out with us, who do the basic chesed once, we're never allowed to marry them. Edomim u'Mitzriim she'tziaru es Yisrael kama alachas kama v'kama. The Mitzriim that tortured us for centuries. So surely we should never marry them. Al kain, that's the asara here. Basanu ha'asara aleihem shelo lihimana mihischatein bam. Why? Why? So this already relates to a major topic. Ki ashibu dicha shibdu heim banu. Gzeres Hashem hi aleinu, ve'ein lanu l'kvoa aleim sina bilvaveinu alkach. This was meant, right? Bris ben Ebesarim. Hashem already forecast this. V'acheinu yikaru behizgairam uboam lachasos tachas katfei eshchina. They shall be called brothers if they convert and really want to come up. Uba'amunu moav tamacher al sina son. Right, that's different. That is a reflection of their heart, of their inner lack of Hakaras HaTov. But Mitzrayim, it was already forecast. So again, they were punished. The Makos, Kriyas Yamsov, they all died. What do you mean? Why they all die? That's the machlok. That's the discussion. Rambam Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha by Bris Ben Abasarim. If it was already supposed to happen, so then why are they punished? So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that well, there wasn't any specific individual that Hashem was goes there to do it. So each of them could have said, "I'm not going to do it." Okay, that's the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't like that pshat. What do you mean? If God said this should happen, so he should be the first to jump to do it, like the frogs in Psachim. Jump into the fires.
So the Ramban says no. And that's what most Rishonim say. The Ramban says no because they went overboard. And the Ravid says it's also Nuchla Shuva. We were supposed to be in a strange land. But who says, Shibudim, throw us into the river? So yes, it was supposed to happen, but they still deserve Vedon Anochi. I'm still going to punish them. So that's the balance of the Sefer Chinuch says it was meant to happen, and that's why there's a limit on their generations, but they were punished. Fine. Just one other hour, and then we'll continue. We mentioned in Parsha Shir a couple of years ago an amazing comment of Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, where he writes, Vedon Anochi. What's Vedon Anochi? Don Anochi is I will judge them. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, those are two words of God. You know how much came out of those two words? The Makos, Kriyas, Yamsuf, everything related to Golos Mitzrayim came out of those two words, Vedon Anochi. That's the power of two words. You know how much Hashem has said about the Gula HaAsida? You know how much He has spoken about it through His Nevi'im? Prakim and Prakim have been discussed. We can't even fathom what's it going to be like. If two words of God was the Gulas Mitzrayim, imagine what all these Prakim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's it going to be like in the Gula Asita. Okay. It's on the Mishnah, Nemar Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. On that Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this, I think from Rav Sadia Gaon, he quotes this from the earlier sources, that Vard on Vedon Anochi. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Ha'ika, a couple lines up. The Ha'ika, the Chiyasa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin and Rav Dimi very often are in the Gemara together. So here we have also. Chiyasa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, Be'umos Halach Acher HaZachar. When it comes to the other nations, you go after the males. We'll have to see what this means in Amud Beis. What this is referring to. Nizgairu, but once they convert, Halach Acher HaPogim Shebishnehem. You go after the Pogim amongst them. We don't know what this means yet. The Gemara in Amud Beis will talk about what this means. But either way, you see, shouldn't the first line be in Category 1 and the second line be in Category 2? Right? Whatever it means, aren't these examples of Category 1 and 2? So the Gemara says, Tana Ezezulabute. Okay, there, it's excluded. So the Gemara says, Haimai, wait a minute. Now we're going back to the original two answers on top of the Amud. If you say the bish is really Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, so then go through each one. It's a little summary of what we did. Fine. Udaraba Barachana, and also includes Rabba Barachana, who just said the thing about the Mitzri Sheni following the father. Ezazu Lemute Duravdimi Varavin. And Ezazu excludes the Ravdimi, who said it goes after the mother by the Mitzri case, and Ravin, who just says this case of Nizgairu. Kol Makom de Seifa La Asuye, Kol Makom of the second case, includes Ger Shanasa Mamzeres, because that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that's Aser, and you go after the Pogum. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know what each one includes and excludes. Ela I Amrid Rabbi Yosihi. But if you say it's like Rabbi Yosi that says a Ger is allowed to marry the Mamzeres, so Kamakam de Resha, Kidda Amran, Ezazu, Kidda Amran, those fit. Ela Kamakam de Seifel Asuye Mai. According to Rabbi Yosi, we never included anything in the second category, because his case is included in the first category. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Ulu Taimeich, Rabbi Yehuda, Ezazu, the Seifel Amali. Even within Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't say what the Ezazu excludes. Ella, once you include some of them, Ella Aidi, the Tana Resha, Ezazu, Tana Seifel, Ezazu. We say that for Rabbi Yehuda, Sachanami for Rabbi Yosi, Aidi, the Tana Resha, Kol Makom, Tananami Seifel, Kol Makom. So there's something included in almost everyone, and if not, it's just to be parallel. Okay, let's continue. Gufa says the Gemara. Now we'll get to that line that we just quoted and try to figure out what it means. Gufa, just quote the Chashukei Chemed here as one case, the Daily Dose. Chashukei Chemed, he has a case here of this case of Halach Acher HaZachar, which we're about to see about within the non-Jews. Sheila, Baal Mif'al, She'ovdim Etzlo Po'alim U'Po'alos Nachrios. Ba achas apolos lisya etzimo me achas sheheitzu la shnei shiduchim echad sone Yisrael muvhak sheyesh bo simkol simani amalek vasheni nachri ragil b'mi tivchar. Where is there any adifus to either of those? So he says tshuva. We're going to get to Rabbi Yochanan right here. Be'umos halach acher hazachar. Rashi quotes. What does that mean? We'll see the case in a second. If one of the seven nations versus one of the nations outside of Israel marry, right? So is there any adifus to one over the others? He goes through. Amaleki, there's a mitzvah of Machotimcha, right? And the shaila is, how could the Bnei Banav Shal Haman, Limdu Torah B'Bnei Brak, right? If there's the Gemara in Gittin, right, which we had, right? There's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. He discusses that there, even if there's any differences in the non-Jewish nations. Again, Bisman Hazeh, nothing to talk about. There are no other nations since Sancheriv went and exiled the 10 tribes and was mevalbel all of the umos. There's no such thing anymore as a chiti, chivi, emori, v'chulu. Okay, so gufak. Yaza rabin am Rabbi Yochanan b'umos halach akra zachar. Nizgaira halach akra apagam shebishneim. That was the sentence. So what does this mean? So my b'umos halach akra zachar. What does that mean? That when it comes to marrying within non-Jews, you go up to the male. Rashi says here, it's really a double question. Rashi says here, lomai hilchasa, fourth skinny line in Rashi. Lomai hilchasa yesh halach akra zachar. Kol zman shlo nizgaira. Number one, who cares? What halachic difference is there? And number two, what's the source for that? Uminale davas zachar as linan. What's the source and why do I care? That's the question here. So kidetanya, meaning what difference does it make for Jews? Kidetanya, well the Brisa says as follows, minai lechem in umos. Shaba al hakina anis v'holi ben. If you have one of the umos from the rest of the world that marries one a woman from the seven nations, that there's a mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim, you have to rid from the Eretz Yisrael. V'holid ben shatarai shaylikdo. So be'evet, how do you know that if the father is not one of the seven nations, then the child is okay, and you can have bayim as an eved kanani? How do you know that? You go to the father, you don't go after the mother, that is hachrim tachrimim, you have to destroy them, right? How do you know that? Tamalomar v'gami bnei atoshavim hakarimim achem mehem tiknu. So from those who live amongst you, right? And you assume, what is live amongst you? That the man came from outside, the woman stays where she is, and now this child, really his father, is from outside. So yachol af eved shebal shifcha mina umos, follow the bench of the rashad l'knoso be'eved. You might think the opposite is also true, where the father is from one of the shiva amamin. Tamalom rasher holidu ba'artzachem, min hanoladim ba'artzachem, v'lo min hagarim ba'artzachem. And the assumption is that the women don't move. Right, even today, right? The men go, where's the wedding? Where the woman lives. Right? And he says in those days, where they live. You go where the woman lives, and therefore, if there's a mixed marriage, the assumption is the mixed marriage in Canaan is okay. And therefore, that's an Eved Kanani that one is allowed to buy. That is Be'umos. Nizgairu, what at the next stage? Holach achra pagim shebishneim. But Nizgairu, once they convert, so then you go after the pagim. What does that mean? Ubimai. What are we talking about there? Ilema bimitzri shenasa amonis. Right, what's the case here? Pagim shebishneim, the Gemara assumes, means both of the parents have to be pagim, and you go by the worst one. That's what pagum shebishnehem means. So we have to find a case that both are pagum. So, bimai, I lema b'mitzri shenasa amonis. If it's mitzri that marries an amonis, so that doesn't work. My pagamika, amoni v'lo amonis. The mother is not pagum at all. Right, amonis, the female amon and moavs are okay. Right, rus and nama. Right, so ela, the other way. It must be what's being referred to here, ba'amoni shenasa mitzris. An amoni who marries a mitzris. Right, a man, Amoni, marries a mistress. So here's the beautiful thing of the lovedness. If the child is a boy, then which is worse? Go after the father. Because then, he's never mutter. That he's never mutter. But if it's a female, if you go up to the father, then she's mutter right away. It's an Amonis. So that is better. Shadia basra dito. You go up to the mother, so then at least you have to wait three generations. You go to the mitzvahs. That's the rule of Nizgairu, Holach Acher HaPagum Shebishnehem. Okay. There's more lumdus here, but we'll continue. Kol She'ein Lo Alav Kiddushin. So now we get into category three. Category three is the category of Mamzer. Right? There's no Kiddushin on this woman to me, but she has Kiddushin to other people. Mina Hani Mili. How do we know? How do we know what? Says Rashi, how do we know? Fourth wide line. Dein kiddushin tofsu b'chai v'krisus. So now we're getting into a yevamis sugya that also comes up here. How do you know that kiddushin are not tofes and chai v'krisus? That's step one. Or you might ask the question a little differently. We mentioned this Rabbi Chanan a very long time ago, many times in yevamis, but it's important to review. Simin lamin hey in Kovas Haaretz. Rabbi Chanan says, what is the relationship between itfisas kiddushin and mamzeris? Says Rabbi Chanan, it's not that one leads to the other, but rather they're both reflections and outgrowths of the status of erva. It's not that A causes B, but both A and B are caused by something else. Says Rabbi Yochanan, "Bahadam amzeres tali b'tfisas kiddushin yesh lefarish d'minias hakiddushin hi asiba hagoremes l'mamzeres." Number one, you might say that, which it sounds like the pashas. If there's no tfisas kiddushin, there's mamzeres. Or Rabbi Akiva, who says even chay v'lavin don't have tfisas kiddushin, so there's mamzeres. You might say that. O efshar de'eino el simin. Or you might say, no, it's a siman. Dehecha delo tafsi ba kiddushin mipnei shehi erva. Hachanami avlan mamzer mipnei shehi erva. The osa hasiba ba'atzma shegoremes delo tafsi ba kiddushin goremes gamke shehi avlan mamzer. That's an important way to look at it. Why? L'may nafkamina? Goy. Right? There's two versions of the Gemara Yevamos Mem Hei or so. Right? Whether a goy shaba bas Yisrael is the Vlad a Mamzer, or is the Vlad maybe just tainted a little bit? There's no Tfisas Kiddushin there. So if it's no Tfisas Kiddushin causes Mamzeris, that's that Girsa. There will be Mamzeris there. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that a Goy, Shabbat, Basi, Yisrael, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Why there's no Tfisas Kiddushin? It must be because usually E Tfisas Kiddushin is a reflective of Erva. But if E Tfisas Kiddushin, to use our Mishnah, is a category 4 no Tfisas Kiddushin, but not a category 3 no Tfisas Kiddushin, then that doesn't cause Mamzeris. Right? And therefore, that's an important discussion. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, how do you know no Tfisas Kiddushin, in cases of Chai V'Krisis? So we're going to have a couple of tries. The Maskana we're not going to get to till tomorrow. But we're going to have a couple of tries till then. Number one, Damar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Umatuba, and some say it Mishum Rabbi Yanai Bravacha Barei Derava Amar Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amar Kra V'Yatza Mibesa. When a woman gets divorced, she leaves her house V'Holcha V'Haisa L'Ish Acher. She goes to marry someone else. La'acherim V'Lo L'Krovim. She can marry others, but she cannot marry relatives of her husband. Right? That's the source. That it's impossible. She can't. Right? There's no tfisas kiddushin by chayvi krisus. So maskav la Rabbi Abba, who says that you should make that diyuv? Ve'ema la'acher ve'lo leben. Maybe it's limited. Doesn't mean ve'lo krovim, but maybe it just means ve'lo leben, not to the son of her husband. But other krovim would be okay. The Gemara says, ben me'ed yiksiv be. Son, you don't need a pasuk to exclude. Lo yikach ishes eishes aviv. Right? It's beferish. That's the same relationship, looking at it from the other way. Wife, father's wife. Acher lamali shvamina lachir below the krovim. So far, so good. We're still there. We rehabilitated that answer. That's the source for no tfisas kiddushin by chayvi krisus. Ve'ema idi v'idi leben. Maybe both psukim are about ben. Halachad chila hadieven. This is one pasuk can say you shouldn't do it. One pasuk can say even if you did it, it doesn't work. There's no tfisas kiddushin. Right, the Rashba says, how does this work out to the sugyas of Yivavin Mahani, Yivavin Lo Mahani? That's the Rashba right here. But let's continue. Says the Gemara, L'charchila, mi'achos isha nafka. L'charchila, it's also, you learn that from elsewhere, from achos isha, from the wife's sister, which is an Isser Krisis. Uma achos isha bikares lo tekadesh. Achos isha is an Isser Kares, and is L'charchila, not to marry her. Chayvi Mises Bezdin lo kol shekein. Surely Chayvi Mises Bezdin. So if you already know the lachadchila, so therefore this must be to teach you. But you have two psukim. What's teaching you b'diavad, and what's teaching you for every for all chai v'krisus? So the Gemara says ve'ema idi v'idi b'achos isha lachadchila ha'diavad. Maybe achos isha herself is limited. It says krisus specifically by achos isha, and it says the iser lo yikach ish. Right. So by achos isha it says lo tekadesh. So maybe you should be limited. So enachinami. So fine, you're right. That makar of itvisas kiddushin is only by achos isha. Ashkachan achos isha. Shar krisus arayos minolan. How do you know other? Shar arayos as follows. We'll see in a second. But before we get there, the language of the Gemara just now was, you know by achos isha, bikares lo tekadesh. You're not allowed to be makadesh. And lamaskana we know, there's no tvisas kiddushin. Lamaskana. Machlokas rishonim. Is there an iser to be makadesh in iser krisus? Without being boelher. If I go over to my sister and say, how are you, Mekudeshesli? Is that an Isser Daraisa? If I'm not doing it as a joke, I'm really trying to marry Chai V'Krisus.
So that is a machlokas rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Beferish, to be makadesh chai bekrisus is an iser d'oraisa.
He says that in mitzvah resh vav, in the iser of achos isha, says the chinuch, avo mikom akom, mischayev ha'osebohen maisa ha'kidushin, sha'atora amra lo sikach.
Even though it's meaningless what you did,
still iser da'oraisa. This is not found in the Rambam. The Ritva that we'll have in a couple of the days, in a week and a half, of Daf Ayin Ches says Beferish, it's not true. There's no chai it's not chai malchus because you did was meaningless. You shouldn't do it because it might lead maybe a siag. But machlokas rishonim about that. Maybe the stipler here says maybe it's totally on the makar over here because we just said the language lo sakadesh. If you would say that's the maskana, maybe you would say that include that. But I will see that's not the maskana. Okay. So that's an important discussion.
Vayter Ashkechan Achos Isha Shara Arayos Minolan. How do you know other Arayos? Yalfina Mi Achos Isha. You learn it from Achos Isha. Ma Achos Isha Miyuched Ashihi Erva. V'Chayav Nalzon Akaris L'Shegas Achatas Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin. It's a Mamatzinu. Just like my wife's sister, she's an Erva. Chayav Kares, Chayav Chatas, and there's no Tvisas Kedushin. Af Kol Shihi Erva V'Chayav Nalzon Akaris L'Shegas Achatas Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin. Fine. Meaning, why shouldn't you extend it?
Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Bishlama kulu asyan, fine, all of them can be included. They're parallel to Achos Isha. Ela Eishes Ish Ve'eishes Ach Ikal Mifrach. But those two, you can ask Akasha on. Why? Those two are maybe more makel. Mala Achos Isha Shekein Ein La Heter B'maka Mitzvah Tomar Be'eishes Ach She'ish La Heter B'maka Mitzvah Eishes Ach is Mutter B'maka Yibum. So maybe that's a more makel erva, and there should be tefisas kedushin. Eis is just not ikal mifrach. Malahanach shekein laheter ein laheter b'chayi osran. To my beish is ish, ish laheter b'chayi osran. Eish is ish doesn't last forever, right? What if she gets a get? If she gets a get, so then it is mutter also, right? She becomes mutter. She's no longer an eish is ish, which is unlike the other arayos, which never end. So therefore, we're still stuck. What is the source that there's no tefisas kedushin by chayvei krisus? So we will have to see, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, the maskana of Hekesha de Rebbe Yona. Not Rebbe Yona, the Hekesha of Rebbe Yona, which compares all arayos to Achos Isha, as we will see. We'll talk about the uniqueness of Nida. Is Nida one of the Arayas? That's a big discussion in the Achronim. But Hashem, that comes up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.